Dumelang. My name is Dr. Thabang Molefe, an ethnomedical practitioner holding a PhD in alternative medicine. You are listening to my Top 10 at 10.
Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It is Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Well, she's wearing scrubs, but now she feels like Norman. Nonsense about jive or something. Hello, Doc.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
No. It's only our pleasure for you to agree to come here. Oh, Dokotela Wethu is here.
Yes.
Dr. Thabang Molefe. Now, quickly, background. Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning?
So, I am, I've qualified as, it's like my PhD, it's alternative medicine.
Okay.
So, we specialize mostly of everything plant-based. So, in PhD of alternative medicine, you get Chinese medicine, you get homeopathy, and you get naturopathy.
Okay.
So, my line of work is naturopathy. So, my PhD is mostly on naturopathy.
Unpack naturopathy.
Okay, naturopathy, you learn more about iridology. Iridology is that by looking at the eye, you're able to tell exactly the organs, what happens to your system.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
And I did it with a Chinese doctor.
Yes.
You put your eye in some lens and then he's able to tell you what's wrong with you.
Yes.
I was like, Utomile.
Ah, kanta atomak. Until from 1980s, well, from 100, when 1969.
So eyes are the windows to the body, not only the soul.
Yeah, to the body. Because the left eye, when you're checking on an iridology chart, it's representing the left side of the organ, and then the right side, it represents the right side of the organs. And then we also did blood analysis. With blood analysis, we just with a pinch of just to take a pinch of blood, we're able to put in the microscope and then project it into a laptop or a screen, and then you're able to see your live blood on how it's moving, on where it's supposed to go. And then we also do natural medicine in terms of doing all the indigenous herbs, from Western herbs to, because South Africa has 25 natural herbs that is approved by CSIR.
Mm-hmm.
So we also studied that. And then we have most of the herbs, you know, that they grow mostly in Germany in huge amounts. So some of the herbs we import from Germany.
Okay.
And then we bring it here in South Africa. And then the Department of Trade and Industry, they come and check it in terms of toxicity.
Yes.
Because don't forget, for herbs, they also have some toxicity.
Yes. Yes.
That's the reason why sometimes even when you drink Imbiza, you know, sometimes the concussion, we have to check off the concussion on how strong it is and everything. That's the way.
Oh, that makes sense, because during COVID, Umhlonyani.
Yeah.
Woodworm? Wormwood. Yeah.
Yes.
Was a cause of a lot of people because they were drinking it quite a lot.
Yes, because every herb that you drink, it has side effect in terms of if you don't know what you're doing and how to administer it. Because I think that time people were drinking in panic.
Mm.
So I think people didn't know. And you know, I've had wormwood for, I've been in business for the past 24 years. But it's so fine, it's so amazing. Got 2020, everybody was like, I've always had this. Because in terms of Umhlonyane, which is African, they've got an African wormwood and they also have a European wormwood and they don't taste the same. Anyway, by African one, it's very, very
bitter.
Yeah, bitter. And then the other one is not so bitter. So I find that during COVID, people were just drinking out of panic.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Then over-drinking it and also not knowing how to prescribe it. Because Umhlonyana, if you can have it, you just put half a teaspoon boiling water, you wait 5 minutes, you strain, then you drink the liquid.
Mm.
It's not actually, abanye, they just drink the herb. Meanwhile, you just need to drink the liquid. And then also 3 times a day or 2x a day. So you're finding that people were drinking every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because remember, during COVID, if you said, I have a problem with you were in contact with somebody who had COVID, already your throat start feeling funny. Meanwhile, it was working mostly on your mental more than anything else.
Why did our fathers and grandfathers live longer than us?
Number one, they never used to have cars. They used to walk everywhere. Number two, they used to eat very well. And then even if though, if you can find, they used to eat more staple food like bopapa, morokholi ing, but they never used to eat meat so much. You know, and then they never used to have these chisanyamas and they never used to use so much sauces. I find that most, when I check people's blood and then we project it into a screen, especially when you do live blood, it is so fascinating on what you can see on what people are eating. We can even pick up that you're eating too much sugar, you're eating too much meat, you're eating too much starch. So I find that the people there, they also used to be very active. If you can see, our parents used to come home and clean and cook and do everything ourselves. Yep. We have helpers. You come home, you don't even clean, you don't cook, you sit down, you watch TV, you know, let alone to exercise. So I'm finding that people in the rural areas, because sometimes I actually go and consult in the rural areas, and I find those people, they don't have high blood pressure, they don't have sugar, you know, and then also they didn't have the stress that we are having. Rona, we're having a lot of stress because number one, social media has a big, big chunk of the problem that is causing. And then also this thing of people getting successful, you know, so pressures that we put amongst ourselves.
Is that city life? Is that urban life?
City life.
Yeah.
I find it mostly city life.
Because
when I go and consult in the rural areas, I'm not finding that. People are so content.
Yeah.
So now we find that city people, we are not content. We're always chasing. Even if we can have enough, you're always looking for a better job, better money, better car, better house, furniture.
Yeah.
You know, so it's actually causing more problem than us. And also another thing, you know, another thing which is a problem, number one, we don't sleep well, number two, we don't breathe well, number three, we don't chew our food properly.
And I'm a paleo doctor.
What do you mean? You're not supposed to be talking with another person when you're eating. You're supposed to put your food in the mouth, chew properly, and then go down.
That's what is chew properly?
Yeah,
but what does that mean? Give me an example that I can apply. Going today, going tomorrow. What does chew?
Okay, let's say I'm sitting with you now. We're having lunch. And then you're putting food in your mouth. You're not supposed to be talking to me while you're chewing your food. You need to make sure that with your teeth, you digest your food properly. You chew properly until it's fine. Then from there, you go down. And then also another thing, I find
So we chew to guinya.
Yeah, we chew to guinya. Like, to guinya. And then, that's the reason why linali mikaba. You know, also, although mukaba, it can be hakolo sugar, fizzy drinks, juices as well. If it's wrong, but I can very juicy fail. And then also the way you juice, because other people say, no, I do juicing. Maybe the mixture of whatever you're juicing is actually has lots of sugar. And then you find that other people, they're smoking, they're vaping. And our lifestyle is just wrong. Because sometimes even, let's say, when you go with your friends over the weekend and you meet with them all the time, but they're vaping and they're smoking in front of you. You also get passive smoker also gets affected. Sometimes even more. So now we are finding when we're doing research for now, cancer is now a lifestyle disease. Because now people are also eating so bad. And of scalable high blood and sugar is lifestyle disease. So we're finding people from the age of 28, they have high blood, they have sugar. So, and then another thing I was talking about in terms of breathing. When I do acute detox for my patients, because acute detox helps with stress and anxiety and all that, when I'm putting the needle in, I'm finding, and I say to a person, breathe in, and then you don't breathe properly in with your nose and out with your mouth. When you wake up, you're in a rush. You're not letting your body to settle. So, and then you're always on the phone.
Yeah,
you wake up to go. You're not letting your body to settle. Because when you wake up, you should at least do 10 minutes of breathing exercises just to welcome your body back. You breathe in with
10 minutes?
Yes. That means you have to take...
Dr. Tarang, do you know how long 10 minutes is?
Well, if you can start to actually train your body. Because when you are jumping, and you're already stressing, thinking about this and that, you're getting dressed. Even when you come back, you must also have another 10 minutes of breathing in with your nose and out with your mouth, just to make sure your body settles. And another thing, I find that people, especially city people, we don't sleep. People get 3 hours sleep, 4 hours sleep, because number one, of stress, number two, pressures at work. So, and then number four is the end of the year, fatigue. So many people are so fatigued and they're not doing anything about it. That's the reason there's so much high volume of heart attacks. But 2 minutes, heart attack, that's the reason why at the Roots Health Center, we have like something that's called Service Your Body. We always tell people, when you, how to go load BMW or Toyota, you go and change oil plugs.
Yeah.
When it comes to your body, when last did anybody detox themselves? So that's the reason why when you come to us, we take your blood, we do iridology, we check how toxic your body is, because it's definitely toxic, especially when you're living in the city.
Yeah.
Then after that, we do colon therapy. Then we do liver detox.
Pause. Mm. Colon therapy.
Colon hydrotherapy.
What is that?
Okay, that
speed.
Is... Yeah, speed. There's like a 6 month course that you have to do. And which is another thing.
That's
But now you're finding Rona Sapaita Banabarona. we're like, no, I don't want to do whatever my parents did.
It's abuse.
And then another thing, bonkhono ba rona le bontate ba rona ne ba dula ba peita jwalo. It used to be something that they're used to. So rona, are we not doing anything to cleanse our body? That's the reason why colon hydrotherapy is extremely vital. And I told you sometimes that I gain your colon pipe, and then you find that your stomach is too gassy. Then also acid, and then the stools, they come out. And then we always advise people to cleanse your liver. I would ask you, when last did you cleanse your liver?
How do you cleanse a liver?
Liver detox, you have to do it at least 4 times a year because of the food that we're eating. So, let's say I saw you eating fruit salad. You don't know where it comes from, how it's made. You didn't take it from your own. So everything is pasteurized for it to look the way it is. So with the liver detox, you actually stop eating it too. We give you a mixture that we do that actually helps to cleanse the liver. And then also people are not aware that liver actually, you can actually have liver stones from the liver. And the liver is the only organ that can be repairable. It's so beautiful. So we give them liver detox. Then from there, we do detox in terms of cleansing their body. And then from there, we also do ionic therapy. And then we give them herbs to drink. But the most important thing, as I give the herbs for whatever element that you may have, first thing, I give you a plant-based for at least 3 months in order to see what is it that you've been eating or consuming. Because there's one thing that I give you medication, any type of medication. Sometimes you find that even high blood pressure medication or sugar diabetes, when I take in people, they say, no, I'm taking it, but it's not working. You might find that your colon is not good enough. It's not cleansing. Your body is too toxic. So when I give you the herbs that you're going to drink, I'm also giving you a plant-based or whatever that you're supposed to eliminate according to what we've taken in your blood.
Ya no ngotlolo le rena banna yalo. Ah ya la fapana yalo. So before we go any further, you say I'm going to do all this analysis to check your body. Check a engineer koloi.
Yeah,
this Rolls Royce. Hey. Okay. But before I give it prescription, I'm going to change your diet. You are going to eat plant-based diet for how long?
For 3 months or 6 months, depending on your toxicity of your body.
Meaning no meat?
Meaning no meat for at least 3 months, but also not only meat. There's so many things that are a factor. It can be starch. It can be sauces. I find that people, even if they go and eat, maybe let's say, for example, Nando's, they'll say, I want Nando's, and then with maybe a hot, but with extra sauce. What's the extra sauce for? So it's more like you're just killing your body when you're eating too many of the, you know, even now, because I studied in the UK, and then when I came back, I find that how go beetroot, hotel di chutney, hotel vinegar. Meanwhile, beetroot is already sweet as it is. And then you find it with potato as well, that we are putting mayonnaise, which is so bad. Then your body, before it can digest all this, it has to first get rid of all this grease. And then you find in Hore, on top of that, sometimes we chaka papa or ka rice or ka semp, which I find. So I find that in terms of staple food, in terms of us, especially the community, our community, black community, we're eating too much stuff. You must see it actually in when you go to funerals. You find a person who close to the rice, a tutsi stampo, and then a tutsi potato salad, and then chakalaka. And then that chakalaka, sometimes they make it too hot, and then they put too many spices. And all those things, they cause problem with your digestion. That's the reason now, honano, batwanali, stomach ulcer, acid reflux. It's all the things that you're putting in your body, and then your body speaks to you. I love the human body, because when it's mad, it speaks to you. You'll have lots of gas, you'll have indigestion, and then after that, then everybody pains. And once you start to have pains, then you know then there's a problem. That's when now you start to find that batwatlo stafara from the kidney problem, uric acid buildup, it's all, sometimes you have food allergies that you're not aware of. That's why when you take blood analysis, we need to see what is it that you're allergic to. And do you detoxify your body?
Now, let's come to men. It's November.
November.
All types of cancers are killing men. Testicular one is in the spotlight purely because of, Movember, the month. And it's because of prostate and others. So basically around the reproductive organ, which is something connected to his ego and his pride and his essence. I know you're going to connect some of these lifestyle diseases you spoke about to our sexual performance as men.
Yes.
What are those?
Yo, let me tell you. First, ne?
And basically on experience, what have you seen in your practice?
Okay, in my practice, I see a lot of men suffering from low libido. And then, and also, first, we thought low libido was caused by sugar diabetes. Although, but by sugar diabetes, then they will definitely have a problem with low libido. But I'm finding that from the ages of 30, imagine a 30-year-old having problem with low libido, which is a problem. So what usually happens that for that person, I take the blood, then I'm able to see her king into a problem, yeah, low libido, or what is it? And another thing, and then I find that people sometimes they have STDs or STI, and then they don't go for help. So in my practice, I'm getting a lot of men who are getting STI. I think now, in terms of lifestyle, people are changing partners like anything. Mm-hmm. People are no longer using protection. And people are easy about the fact that I can sleep with anybody. But then, after that, they have STD and STI. And then I'm finding men, they're actually too scared to go to the hospital or clinic. So they will come to me and say, hey, I have a problem. You know, because I think they're too scared to go to the hospital and just express themselves. Mm. And how do I check? Lena nali irresponsible.
Yes.
Because how are lelo no muntu ngayo correcting? So I'm finding that men are also not responsible for their own health because they're not using protection. Because how urko na lelo no muntu ngayo correct? That means that when I had nothing to do with it. That means that person, and it could be the effect that maybe when you had it and then you went
you
to another person and you passed it on. And you find that person also having an infection as well. So imagine that it mutates. And then from there, it causes problem. And then you find that men, they have a problem passing urine. As soon as a first sign you have a problem of passing urine, it's a first sign you have a problem. Number two, if you have a problem of the urine coming out but it's blocking, like it's not coming out as you know what it's supposed to. And then number three, to find that you're having a problem with pains when you're passing urine, it's a huge alarm, or you might have an STD or STI.
Okay.
And then another thing, you're finding that men also have a problem with maybe like lower back, or they'll tell you they have a problem of early ejaculation. Mm. So you're finding that also that can also be a problem. Why now are you having a problem with that? Meanwhile, maybe you haven't checked. Maybe you have a problem with your libido, or maybe it's medically, or it's STI, or it's your lifestyle, or it's for you not taking care of yourself.
Okay. After the break, keep that in mind. A guy comes in, he's got all these issues. I want to know, what do you do in trying to solve that problem?
All right.
After this.
Dumelang, my name is Dr. Thabang Molefe, an ethnomedical practitioner holding a PhD in alternative medicine. You are listening to my Top 10 at 10.
Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It is Car 959. I've got Dr. Thabang Molefe, an alternative specialist, and she runs her practice, and this is exactly what she does. She gives you an alternative way of making sure that you basically keep your body in check and keep it healthy. Now, Doc, here's this man comes in and says, nyakula.
Mm.
And then you have just explained before the break that chances are maybe as an STI or this or the other. What do you do? Take me through process and take it slow, because I want them to understand how easy it is to consult or to come for this assistance. What do you do?
Okay, first we open a file. We take your BP. We take your sugar. When I take the sugar, other people, they're even not aware. They have sugar diabetes. I find that men never check themselves. Mm. There's a man last week, I think I had to see him every 3 days in order to help the sugar to go down. I think the sugar was 24 when I saw him. Then he's like, no, I don't want to go to the hospital. But that means you have to stop work and come to me every 3 days. The third day when he came, it went from 24 to 12. Then from 12, I said, let me see you in the next 3 days. After about another 3 days, it went from 12 to at least 7. Then after that, I saw him another 3 days and then went to 4.8. Then I said, now that you are here, we are good. So now let's talk about lifestyle. Because now it's one thing that you take it down, but then what do you do? So we take your BP, we take your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. Then we do iridology on you, where we check what are the symptoms
your
in
organs,
your eyes,
yeah,
your organs. Then number two, we take your blood. And the nice thing about blood analysis that we do, once I put the blood into the microscope, it projects into the laptop or maybe the screen. Then you're able to see if there's blood movement on your blood, how thick is your blood, what are the allergies that you do, are you sleeping, are you eating well? Mm. And then after we do that, then I give you the diet according to exactly the problem that we've picked up.
Yeah.
Because it differs from people to people.
Yes.
Then from there, we take you maybe to a colon cleansing. Mm-hmm. Then from there, there's just...
Why maybe? It's not compulsory.
No, it's not compulsory. Okay. It depends on an individual. But it's
let's say you were to prescribe it as compulsory. Would you?
Yes, I would. I would, because gut health is very important. That's the reason why you find in men now banally eczema and all that. This is from your gut health.
Okay.
So I would highly, you go for a colon cleansing, which takes about an hour to cleanse your system. And then we can also put coffee in your colon cleansing in order to pull all the toxins that are not coming out.
So wait. Mm-hmm. I want to unpack the colon cleansing. Mm-hmm. What happens? Do I walk into a room?
Yeah, you walk into a room, you lie
with
down.
With you?
Yes.
I lie down?
Yes.
Where?
You lie down on the bed.
Facing up or facing down?
You start to face on the side first.
So that you can put in the pipe?
Yes.
And then?
Then I start to put
in. Am I stuck naked or am I covered?
You're covered.
Okay.
But it's only at the back where we actually put
in. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you lie down. Mm-hmm. Then we start to put the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oxygenated water. And we start to rub your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that at least, you feel ease. And then so that we can push everything that's in the stomach.
So as you put water, stop. Then I run to the toilet and come back to the bed.
No, you lie down. Everything happens when you're lying down. It's like you don't even have to go to the toilet.
Oh.
That pipe, it takes out everything without you going to the toilet.
So wait, it's going in and out.
Yeah, it's going in and out.
Okay.
In and out. And then when we find that there's stagnation, we either put a probiotic, depending on what we see on your colon, or we put on coffee. Because coffee also, when you put it in, it administers and it pushes down all the toxins. Mm-hmm. Then from there, we are able to tell her how many colonics are you going to need. Because a person can only do colony one, but I get clean it for then you take it all back. So then after we do the colon cleansing, we take you to oxygen therapy. Have you ever heard of ozone oxygen therapy?
Is this where you sit in a capsule for about 30 minutes?
Yeah, it's one of them. But there's a new intervention that was done in Germany, I think in 1969.
Yeah.
We have it in South Africa. So we put on oxygen in your intravenous, right in your vein. So,
injection!
Injection, we can put it on your intravenous or kenyamo. You know, we take the oxygen and we put it on your ears.
How?
Yeah, Hunalim, you know the here's the oxygen.
Yeah.
There's a pipe that we put. We put it right in your ears.
Okay.
And then the oxygen comes in from the machine to your ears.
Yeah.
And then also another way, oxygen air, we can also put it in the anal in order to cleanse the kidneys, lima, ideally on them. It's called oxygen therapy. It's extremely good for yourself.
So why don't you do it as part of colon therapy?
Yeah, we also do it as part of colon therapy. And then also after mohairo, kinyako
steaming.
All right, and then after steaming, oxygen. All these things are modernized.
That's
why you
have a process.
Yeah. And then we put on herbs that they can actually detoxify your body. And then I feel more rukinya ko detoxing. Detoxing ke ionic therapy where rukinya metsi, rukinya lezwa, rukinya mchinwa teng, rukinya manto hao. It helps you to take out the toxins while your feet are in there.
Yeah.
And then har feta mo rukinya ko mchino omongho o tusang for. It's more like a reflexology under your feet.
Okay.
And then har feta mo rueta a lymphatic massage. It's very important because you find that your lymph node is not moving your blood from one lymph node to another.
Yeah.
So there's a lymphatic massage that you do. Then after
is it painful?
No, it's not painful. It's actually quite good.
But side by side, they are not painful.
No,
because your tolerance for pain for and men is not the same.
Yeah, But I'm telling you, that one is not painful.
Okay,
it's quite relaxing. Actually, we do it because after your body has been into so much invigoration, when we enter colon, where it's oxygen therapy, and then where it's a steam, where it's a detox, and then just to close it up so that your body can be more relaxed, because maybe your body...
Also, it's a massage.
Yeah, it's more like a massage, but it's the lymphatic massage, including happily Thai, but mostly lymphatic, to make your body, at least lymphatic nodes, Then after that, we give you the liver detox that you have to do at home. Liver detox, it's a must, because I'm sure you have not cleansed your liver. It cleanses your liver, your kidneys. Then after that, we give you herbs. That takes about 3 weeks that you drink in order to detoxify your body. Then after that, I give you a plant base or either the certain food that you need to eat. And then I get what is it that you need to eat. Then we explain it to you. Then after that, I see you after 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
We take the blood again. We compare it with the blood that you had last time.
Yes.
So now, were you doing the right thing when you get home? Or when I know you need medication, the medication works. 60%, 40% is on you. So, nakito father, strong medication that you can drink. And don't forget, I'm going to give you anitimi, king wormwood, because okay, if you saw an anatimisia in terms of the European name.
Yeah.
So, this herb that we have, so we put about 3 herbs that actually helps to detox. So, I find that my people will say, what happens if I cheat? Then, if you cheat, because other people they will say, I'm not able to fall asleep at all. So, now then that's when we use oxygen therapy, we use it in your ears. And then it puts oxygen in your ears, and then we get them. And then, by the way, it's not like the needle that you do. That needle is actually quite small. You actually don't even feel nothing because the oxygen has to go in into your bloodstream. Because we put it for only 10 minutes because your system is not used to it. And then
how long for this whole process from me walking in and me stepping out?
I think two hours, 30 minutes if you do the full package.
Yeah, full package.
Yeah.
How much?
Okay, we have 3 packages. The first one, we've got a 3,810. That's the one for 3 hours, where you even do the acute detox, where we're putting the needles to help you breathe and for the stress anxiety. And there's another one that's called 2,810, give for 2 hours. And then there's another one, 1,500, where we're just doing the blood analysis, and then we give you the medication, and you do the colon hydrotherapy. And there's another one for 1,050 rand. That one is just for us to take your blood to do iridology and give you the medicine
and
the
liver
detox. And we also do give you the B12, because I'm finding lots of people, but they don't even know they don't have iron.
Static electricity.
Now we also do the B12 on you. And then we also have a lot of... what do you call this? I don't want to say injections, but we also do IV drips.
IV drips,
And then we also do drips for low libido because maybe more boost. And we also do infertility drips because now you're finding young people are not able to conceive, which is something that I'm seeing in my practice.
Women.
Yeah, women and men. And you know, sometimes a man will come without their partners. Then I'll be like, I know I've got a problem. So another thing that you do, we also
men are like that.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's like, hey, can I go to someone and feel confident that I'm there?
Yes.
Not judged.
So with that, we also, there's this laboratory that we work with where you come in and then I call the laboratory to come in and then they take your blood just to check for what is it that makes you to have a problem at low libido. And then we're able to check from your blood. So it's actually quite good. And then it's 24 hours turnaround. So the following day we'll get your results, especially for infertility. For banna ba sa khonu thola bana and then limsadi le yena hatla mme ra khona re nke madi a ha ile na ro itse ko lab and then re khona bona gore ke eng e. Then ha re se re isa madi a ko lab ke ha se re bona gore mai mathata maholo, but usually just with the blood analysis that we just prick in from your just a small finger, we're able to tell gore
botata ke. So wait, so I need 3 hours, let's say. To come through and do this whole service.
Detox.
Service.
Yeah, service your body.
Yeah, service your body. How many times a year must I do that?
I would highly recommend at least maybe 4 times a year.
So once a quarter.
Yeah, because of your lifestyle. If you change your lifestyle, I can see you 3 times. Because the thing is, you cannot, there's no way you're going to eat out in restaurant, even if you can try. There was this one lady that only saw her twice a year. But guess what? She doesn't go out to restaurant. She is extremely disciplined. She doesn't eat anything like flour. She doesn't cakes or anything. So there are other people that I find that they're very serious with their lives, where I'm finding her, I'm seeing them often. But guess what? Mara, would you like to really have osafare? Because babang tholke arthritis. You know how young people also have arthritis. O thoro nali problem nan. Yes, aka thuleke koloi mara, o tla thuleke koloi, o ka mmelo o right.
Beautiful cops.
Hey. Mara, you know how sad it is where you're going to bed and everybody's sleeping and you can't sleep. That means your body's toxic. You find that you can't concentrate at work. You find that you have memory loss. I'm finding people ba leba lang. And a whole bala wa khopola ne le ntho ya bong khono ba rona bo
sebe
mara hona no bo ma
35
ar ke nale brain fog le bala ka speed. You're not supposed to be having that. That means that there's a problem. Your body is too toxic.
I don't like your tone.
It's all with love, because detoxifying your body is extremely important, extremely vital.
Good morning, Prati. Sakile here in Zakani. May I please ask the good doctor there in studio if they accept e-medical aid at their practice for all these treatments?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. No, it's only cash for now.
All right.
Yeah, we are still trying to speak, you know, alternative medicine, naturopathy.
Yeah.
It's only cash for now. All That's right. the reason why we're having our package from as little as 1,050 to take the blood. Mahonali engwea 550, where you're just taking the assessment only without medication. But I highly advise.
Because that's the thing. I want to start with knowing that you can go to Dr. Thabang and you know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think one thing we never talk about is exactly that process, the journey you need to take to make sure this body that you care for so much, that should carry you. It's only one body.
Yeah.
How to take care of it.
Mm.
After the break, I want to talk about how his health affects his mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And then things start going down from there.
Mm, yeah? Which is a problem.
Exactly.
Because all those... They go together.
Yeah, after this. Prostate cancer, do you do that?
Yeah, prostate cancer, what we do, we take the blood. Hey, there is another way where you can actually take the blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you
would really like a team. It means you are going, my friend. Stop postponing. Arutle Tebu has a question.
Thank you so much for the great show, Uncle T. So informative. Thank you so much to the doctor. Could you please tell me if they have anything for smokers, for lungs, any alternative for people that smoke and they start coughing? You know, my husband is a smoker, so I don't know. Do they have anything for maybe lung restoration and those types of things?
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. We have herbs that can actually help for lung restoration and an oxygen therapy where we put in on the nose, we put it on the ear, and we also put it on the intravenous, which is on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and we also detox as well. There is also smoker's package that we use for people who say, I want to stop smoking, but I cannot.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and another herbs happens to sang for the craving as well.
Oh, okay. Another one.
Hey, Barati man. Ne ke khopela botsisa bo man eh wa itse ke busi mana ke gone o robala ai ke tshintshile di bete tsentsi on my right side mo seropeng mo ai di krempe di ampola ya man ko di ntshwara ha bohloko man and other thing most fube mo ha ke utlwe ka di jotse ha di chuwe hantle a ke tse mhlo mo re bua re just ga tsho doctor and the last one ke a libido man so ne go botsa doctor which package nka kena nko go yona please man rustiza please help me ke bongane.
Bongan, the doctor says it's on her. You're going there for free. He'll make sure that you get a full treatment because she can handle all of that. But anyway, just to keep him at peace, he's going. But do you have solutions for that?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because solution high is easy. It's lifestyle. We're going to check out what causes low libido. Then we're going to check out what causes raskar khono robala. Maybe it's lack of oxygen in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're exhausted. Maybe I breathe gently. Maybe there's so many factors. Maybe we're not protoplast in the system, which is something that we pick up when we do blood analysis. So we'll be able to see what can cause some problem.
Debongs, we have your number. Tato will be in touch with you and to give you the details of where to go Debu, the doctor says, I must also extend the same thing. I like the fact that you're concerned about your husband and you do deal with smoking, and you did say. And she's also offering you a full session for your husband to come through to her rooms to see her. Now, where do we go so that Dr. Thabang can assist us with this lifestyle issues?
All right. I'm based in Soweto and Spreadview.
Okay.
Go Soweto, the opposite Lepara.
Oh.
A shopping center more than Yani, Babita Ivan Kosa Complex.
Yes.
We've been there for the past 24 years.
What?
Yes. So, Rebula Mo, from during the week is from 8 in the morning until 4, sometimes from 8 to 5. Then Saturday, Rebula from 8 until 2. We don't work on Sundays. We also have another branch, Go Spread View. And then we also do a house call.
Where Go Spread View?
Go Spread View, Go Wawana Hunali Spa.
Yes.
Yeah, Molimo Spa, opposite Le Spa, Hunali White House.
Yes, opposite White House. White House.
Yeah.
Next to Anika's.
Next to
Anika's. How fast are you at
Anika's? Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting a look here. Yes. I'm sure she wants to say, is it plant-based? But also, Anika, what Kenya the veg?
Hey, what Kenya the veg? So, and then also, Reza, we also do corporate. If maybe you want us to come to your company, but it has to be more than 10 people. Or maybe we can come
for health days.
Yeah, for health days, we come to your Tlalimichini Gaufel, except for our colon, Tlalimichini, oxygen, what detox, blood analysis, erythrology, everything. We can come to your office. If it's more than 10 people, we can come to your party or your home, or if you've got all the girls that you want us to come, you can book us maybe for 10 people and more.
Okay.
And then we can arrange that we can come to you.
Now, where do we go? Is there a website?
Oh,
is
we have a website, www.therootshealthcenter.com. The Roots Health Center.
Okay.
And then we also go to Facebook, Urtlur Tolako, The Roots Health Center. And then the Roots Health Center.
All right.
And then also on Instagram, and we also find us on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then you can WhatsApp us or call us on this number 078-162-6017. 078-162-6017. So okay. 078-162-6017 or landline 011-938-3013 011-938-3013. We deal with all elements. But wana no banal problem ya skinny. But wana no banal problem ya khosaboni. But wana and then we find horror. We're gonna check horror problem kya ing. And then of course the most important thing today is Thursday. So it means Utogotola Wetu is playing tonight.
Oh yes,
yes.
Zanzu Wetu.
Can please people
half past
watch?
Six. Yes.
On channel 163.
Yeah.
So can they please watch? It's our third episode. If you didn't watch you can actually go and catch it up and
yeah.
So you can see, and then it's nice because with Utogotela Wetu is able to expose and see exactly what is it that you do and the process that you can take.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, more than ready.
Yeah,
I was born for this. I was born for this.
Where does it come from? Was it in Hono?
Yeah,
was
my grandmother used to always use herbs, ne? And then I was like, there should be a way that you can study this. Because, you know, when I was in Mexico, ne? I had an accident, and then they took me to an alternative hospital where I think I had a big bruise, and then they took cayenne pepper, and then they put it in my system. I was like, I need to study that. I'm like, what is going on? So my grandmother was the one who used to always say, don't take chemicals. Used to always plant some herbs there. So now at least there is a course that you can do. You can even get a PhD on it. And you study in extensively.
Yeah.
And you know exactly. And it, you know, in terms of herbs as well. Because other people, they go to maybe Dischem or Clicks and then they buy their own herbs.
Yeah.
But you don't know, what if you're allergic to that herb? Or you're drinking it a bit. Or you don't know, what is it good for? Lying water is good for this and this. But what if maybe...
How much of it?
How much of it? And is it good for you? Or maybe it's going to cause more problems. So people sometimes they're not aware of that. So it's always better to have a practitioner who is more educated and be able to let you know.
The Roots Health Center. .co.za. The WhatsApp number, you can even send a voice note, 078-162-6017. Dr. Thabang, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Keep shining.
Oh,
keep doing what
you're
doing, healing our nation.
Yeah, all right.
Buffett. Ay, guys. After today, I can see him. Saluna fellow kur. Phone nang yangda bonang sa stere, I'll sort it out. Right? And then, ube sharp out yak.
Ube sharp, ne?
Live longer than the timer. Live longer than Makachan. Honestly, I mean, what more do you want? I want to live long.
Yes.
Right? I want to be there when my last born has their last child.
Exactly.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See all the stages in their lives.
And the body must not control you.
No.
You must control
exactly.
The body.
Exactly. Can't body. Damn it. Dr. Thabang Molefe, all the best.
Thank you so much. Dumelang, my name is Dr. Thabang Molefe, an ethnomedical practitioner holding a PhD in alternative medicine. You are listening to my Top 10 at 10.
Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.